You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. There's still a lot of finger-pointing going on in Harris County, Texas, after widespread November 8th ballot shortages and other problems. While partisan accusations and a lawsuit have been leveled, it appears that a combination of lack of preparedness and voting machine problems were the biggest issues, not fraud. The Washington Post and VoteBeat Texas report that Harris County's system didn't have enough paper ballots in at least 23 of its 782 polling places. When precinct officials called for additional ballots, resupplies ran out or didn't arrive for hours. The shortage reportedly resulted in hundreds of voters being turned away. Complicating matters, Harris County doesn't have a common problem reporting software which could help monitor problems at polling places. Such a system could have helped distribute ballots to places which needed them. One precinct couldn't get its 60 voting machines to work in the morning, forcing a delay in opening. Election officials noted that it was human error, not conspiracy. The Harris County GOP filed a lawsuit claiming that the lack of ballots disenfranchised voters, and one election official claimed Harris County election officials intentionally withheld ballots for partisan reasons. Democrats pointed to problems in heavily Democratic precincts, too. State police are investigating, and Harris County is conducting an internal review to assess just how many voters were disenfranchised. We have links to articles and resources at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.